Cold in the Earth by Aileen Templeton, read by Kate McGoldrick.
Prologue. Cold, cold, cold. It was the extreme discomfort which penetrated her conscious mind at last, and she found she was shivering so violently that her teeth chattered together. Her hands were numb, her feet were wet and stinging painfully, and her eyes shot open as she gasped. It was night, and the sky was very clear and black, etched with the brilliant points of a million stars. Over the dark bulk of the house there was a full moon, bone white against the darkness. The branches of the trees and the leaves of the privet hedges, silver-edged with hoar frost, glittered in the steely, unearthly light. She was standing in one of the narrow, overgrown, blind alleys of the old maze. She had been dreaming about it, hadn't she? And here she was. Both feet were muddy and one was bleeding from a gash on the instep. The little gold ankle bracelet she always wore was missing too. The jacket of her thick, flannelette men's pyjamas had a tear in one arm, and there was a long scratch in the skin below. She must have forced herself through gaps in the hedging. Sleepwalking when she was troubled was a childhood habit, now she had believed outgrown. But then, of course, she had been troubled over these last weeks, very troubled. Tremors of shock as well as cold shook her as she looked about her in the sick confusion which always followed a rude awakening. Everything felt hazy and unreal to her still. Shaking her head as if to clear it, she turned uncertainly to orientate herself towards the entrance gate. It was